Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of real talk on surviving and thriving in depression. Ever feel like therapy is this mystical land you're supposed to navigate, but the map is missing? Like, what do you actually say in those sessions? Don't worry, I got you. Today, we're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of therapy when depression's got you by the bootstraps. Let's face it, therapy can feel daunting, especially when depression's already making life a bit, well, gray. But trust me, finding the right therapist and making the most of those sessions can be game-changing. It's like having a personal cheerleader in your corner, someone who gets you, helps you process, and guides you towards the sunshine again. So here are 5 key takeaways to rock your next therapy session and unlock the inner badass. 1. Be honest, even when it's hard. This is huge. You know those little things you think therapists don't want to hear? The negative self-talk, the doubts, the anxieties? Honey, that's precisely what they need to hear. Hiding your struggles doesn't help. Think of it like this. You wouldn't go to a mechanic and pretend your car is purring when it's sputtering, right? Be open about where you're at, even if it feels embarrassing. 2. Prepare like you're meeting your BFF. Before that session, jot down some key points. What's been on your mind lately? Are there specific triggers or patterns you want to explore? Think of it like prepping for a coffee date with your best friend. You want to have good stuff to talk about. 3. Ask questions, don't just talk. Remember, therapy is a two-way street. You're not just here to unload, you're also there to learn and grow. If something doesn't make sense or you feel confused, don't be afraid to ask for clarification. It's your journey, and understanding what's happening is key. 4. Take notes. You are not expected to remember everything. Seriously, bring a notebook or use those notes on your phone. You'll be surprised how much can get jumbled up when you're deep in conversation, especially when you're dealing with heavy stuff. Jotting down key insights, takeaways, or even just feelings will help you process later and make the most of each session. 5. Be patient. It takes time to bloom. Remember, healing isn't a race. Some days will be tougher than others. You won't magically become your best self overnight, but every step forward counts. Celebrate those small victories and remember, you're not alone on this journey. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been feeling totally drained lately. Work's overwhelming, her social life feels non-existent, and even simple things like getting out of bed feel monumental. She finally decides to try therapy, but during the first session, she feels like she's rambling, not really connecting with her therapist, and leaves feeling more confused than ever. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But Sarah needs a reality check. Here's what she could have done differently. Preparation is key. Instead of just winging it, she could have brainstormed some key points beforehand, like how work stress makes her feel physically exhausted, or how she's struggling to connect with friends. Honesty hour. Maybe Sarah was worried about appearing weak, but holding back wouldn't help. Being open and honest about her feelings would allow the therapist to truly understand where she's at. Question time. Instead of passively listening, Sarah could have asked questions like, what are some coping strategies that I can try? Or how can we work together to tackle these challenges? It's all about taking charge and making the most of those sessions. So, let's recap. Therapy isn't a magic wand, but it's an incredible tool for healing and growth when depression hits hard. Remember, be honest, be prepared, ask questions, take notes, and be patient with yourself. And hey, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Ready to unlock your inner badass? Head over to our social media pages. Let's keep the conversation going. Tell us about your therapy experiences, what helps you navigate those sessions, or any questions you have. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, it means the world to me. And until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.